ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. ஓம் அக்யான திமிரந்தஸ்ய ஞானஞ்சன ஷலக்கய சக்ஷுருன்மிலிதம் யேன தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குரவே நம. நம ஓம் விஷ்ணு பதாய கிருஷ்ண பிரேஸ்தாய பூத்தலே ஸ்ரீமதே பக்தி வேதாந்த ஸ்வாமினிதி நமினே. நமஸ்தே சரஸ்வதி தேவே கௌரவாணி பிரச்சாரிணே நிர்விசேஷூன்யவாதி பஷத்யாதேசதாரிணே வஞ்சகல்பதருப்யஶ்ச கிருபாசிந்துப்ய ஏவ ச பதிதானம் பாவனேப்யோ வைஷ்ணவேப்யோ நமோ நமஃ. ஜய ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய பிரபு நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கதாதார ஸ்ரீவாஸ்ஸதி கௌர பக்தவ்ருந்த. ஹரே கிருஷ்ண ஹரே கிருஷ்ண 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே. ஹரே கிருஷ்ண. Thank you very much for coming to today's topical class on the process of watering the seed of bhakti. Jamasimi Prabhu, you were going to take note of students, whatever you have, okay? The reason why we have selected this topic today is because actually, originally, Partha Sarathi Prabhu was going to give the class on sadhana. He was planning to organize a class with all the students to discuss sadhana bhakti. He is ill, so he couldn't do it. I'm doing it then. And we wanted to have a discussion on the importance of sadhana to emphasize the participation of students in temple programs, particularly in the morning program. Because Srila Prabhupada gave extra importance to the morning program. We see, if we study Prabhupada's letters and his books, we will see how he emphasizes rising early and attending Mangalartik, chanting japa with devotees and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is a very important aspect of Krishna consciousness. And we don't want any students at the college, and of course all of us need to be reminded regularly, so it's not just for students, but it is also for every one of us. We need to be reminded of the importance of these practices, which are the foundation that sustain, we could say, the temple of the heart. We are building a temple in our hearts for Krishna. So we could say, yeah, it is not about attending the temple program, I have Krishna in my heart. That could be an argument. In order to sustain the temple of the heart, however, we need to, as we will read now from Chaitanya Charitamrita and Srila Prabhupada's commentary, we need to engage in the practices of hearing and chanting in the association of devotees as much as possible. The only genuine exception to that will be when somebody is genuinely ill. Sometimes the body doesn't function. Then Prabhupada said, health first, then sadhana, then work. So sadhana is like is something essential, like eating. We need to eat in order to be physically fit to properly function. So we will read a very famous verse from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila chapter 19, text 151, spoken by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Srila Rupa Goswami. The chapter is entitled, The Lord Instructs Srila Rupa Goswami. Brahmanda Brahmite Konna Bhakya Vanjiva Guru Krishna Prasade Paya Bhakti Lata Bija. Srila Prabhupada's translation and purport. According to their karma, all living entities are wandering throughout the entire universe. Some of them are being elevated to the upper planetary systems, and some are going down into the lower planetary systems. Out of many millions of wandering living entities, one who is very fortunate gets an opportunity to associate with a bona fide spiritual master by the grace of Krishna, by the mercy of both Krishna and the spiritual master. Such a person receives the seat of the creeper of devotional service. When we speak of Brahmanda, we refer to the whole universe or to the cluster of many millions of universes. In all the universes, there are innumerable planets, and there are innumerable living entities upon those planets, in the air, on land, and in the water. There are millions and trillions of living entities everywhere, and they are engaged by Maya in suffering and enjoying the results of their fruitive activity. Life after life. This is the position of the materially conditioned living entities. Out of many of these living entities, one who is actually fortunate, Bhagyavan, comes in contact with a bona fide spiritual master by Krishna's mercy. So that's, we could say, we are part of those fortunate souls who have established in connection with a bona fide spiritual master, such as His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, or His servants, His representatives. We have a connection, or we have an opportunity to, we have that opportunity, that this is our mercy, we have received that mercy. We cannot deny that. Krishna is situated in everyone's heart, and if one desires something, Krishna fulfills one's desire. If the living entity by chance or fortune comes in contact with the Krishna consciousness movement and wishes to associate with that movement, Krishna, who is situated in everyone's heart, gives him the chance to meet a bona fide spiritual master. This is called Guru Krishna Prasada. Krishna is prepared to bestow His mercy upon all living entities, and as soon as a living entity desires the Lord's mercy, the Lord immediately gives him an opportunity to meet a bona fide spiritual master. Such a fortunate person is fortified by both Krishna and the spiritual master. He is helped from within by Krishna and from without by the spiritual master. Both are prepared to help the sincere living being become free from material bondage. How one can become this fortunate can be seen in the life of Srila Narada Muni. In his previous life, he was born of a maid servant. Although he was not born into a prestigious position, his mother was fortunately engaged in rendering service to some Vaishnavas. When these Vaishnavas were resting during the Chaturmasya period, the boy Narada took the opportunity to engage in their service. Taking compassion upon the boy, the Vaishnavas offered him the remnants of their food. By serving these Vaishnavas and obeying their orders, the boy became the object of their sympathy. And by the Vaishnavas' unknown mercy, he gradually became a pure devotee. In the next life, he was Narada Muni, the most exalted of Vaishnavas, and the most important guru and acharya of Vaishnavas. Following in the footsteps of Narada Muni, this Krishna consciousness movement is rendering service to humanity by giving everyone a chance to come in contact with Krishna. If one is fortunate, he becomes intimately related with this movement. Then, by the grace of Krishna, one's life becomes successful. Everyone has dormant Krishna bhakti, love for Krishna, and in the association of good devotees, that love is revealed. As stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya 22:107, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Satya Kabunoi Shravanadi Shuddha Chitte Koroye Udoi. Dormant devotional service to Krishna is within everyone. Simply by associating with devotees, hearing their good instructions, and chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, one awakens his dormant love for Krishna. In this way, one acquires the seat of devotional service. Guru Krishna Prashade Paya Bhakti Latavija. So this is a very beautiful metaphor which compares the opportunity we have to serve Krishna and to develop pure love for Krishna, divine love, to the cultivation of a divine plant, a very beautiful plant. And this is known as the Bhakti Lata Bija. Bhakti Lata means the plant of bhakti, the plant of divine love. And bija means the seed. The seed is what we receive, that opportunity, and accepting that opportunity, this is called the bija or the seed. Prabhupada explains in another purport in this section how we are getting different, we're receiving methods to practice devotional service from the spiritual master. And those methods, when we take them to heart and we apply them, this is the Bhakti Lata Bija. Prabhupada gives the example of a vision that we have in order to develop a project. For example, many of you are students and have decided to enroll in Bhaktivedanta College with a vision. You have a vision for your future, isn't it? You are thinking of achieving something, becoming a teacher, could be a primary or secondary school teacher, could be becoming a headmaster in Krishnavanti school, or becoming a leader among the Vaishnava community. You have a vision. This is the bija. This is the idea, the foundational idea in order to achieve success in a particular project. So as devotees, we have also a foundational idea to connect with Krishna and to experience Krishna consciousness to the highest capacity. Otherwise, why we come to this particular college? I do think, I do think, and that you will confirm, that you come to Bhaktivedanta College because you want a particular type of education. All devotees who are not in the college and who join the Radha-desh community, join the community because you want to experience community life with like-minded people who practice spiritual life, isn't it? And we want to be together. We like to be as a community together. This is something natural. Like now, we feel when we are many, when we are more, we feel more connected. Isn't it? Of course, it's not just a matter of quantity. Quality should be there. But quantity is also important because the quantity brings about quality. If we have, for example, a Mangalarti with 8 or 10 people, of course, if there is quality, it's also good, no problem. Krishna enjoys it. But if we have 8 or 10 people, and samsara dava na lalita loka, you know what I mean, no? It's like kind of sleepy. So it's not the same that if we have a temple with 50 or 60 devotees, vibrant, singing with enthusiasm. It makes a difference. It makes a difference for ourselves. It makes a difference also for the deity worship. Krishna is more pleased when more devotees participate in the temple programs together. So, the watering of this seed that we receive this opportunity, this vision to experience divine life, experience Krishna consciousness to the max, to its fullest extent. So this is the seed, and now we need to, what do we do with the seed? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explaining to Rupa Goswami what to do with the seed, and he says that we should become a gardener. A gardener of the heart. We need to take that seed and plant it in our heart. It means that we need to value it. We must cherish it. And water it with the processes of devotional service, especially hearing and chanting in the association of devotees. Hearing about Krishna, chanting the holy name of the Lord, combined, Prabhupada explains, with deity worship. Deity worship is essential. In one of the next purports, Prabhupada writes, to live with devotees or to live in a temple means to associate with the Shravana Kirtan process. So that's very important. To live in a temple, to live with devotees, means to associate with the Shravana Kirtana process. For example, many evenings, most of the evenings, if not every evening, there is a vibrant atmosphere in the temple. Right? That's because the process of Shravana Kirtan is taking place. So that's part of the process. We should take the opportunity to participate in these events to nourish our bhakti lata, our plant of devotion. Sometimes neophyte devotees think that they can continue the Shravana Kirtana process without worshipping the deity. But the execution of such Shravana Kirtana is meant for highly developed devotees like Haridas Thakur, who engage in the Shravana Kirtana process without worshipping the deity. However, one should not falsely imitate Haridas Thakur and abandon deity worship just to try to engage in Shravana Kirtana. This is not possible for neophyte devotees. So, Srila Prabhupada is emphasizing the point that it is not sufficient if I say, okay, I chant my rounds wherever in my own time. It's not sufficient for nourishing the plant of devotion. Unless we are extremely advanced that we can completely absorb ourselves in hearing and chanting, it will not suffice. We need the association of devotees and we need to participate in the temple program. And therefore, if we study Srila Prabhupada's letters, we will see how he will emphasize, particularly he will emphasize rising early in the morning, before sunrise. In Brahma Samhita, the sun is compared to Krishna's eye. So before Krishna opens his eyes, we need to open ours. Yeah, that's, or we have in Krishna also the temple program. We have Mangal Arati. We can say, okay, but I participate in the evening program and I do very super enthusiastic kirtans. That's absolutely excellent. No doubt. That's excellent. But that's not justification for not going to the morning program. That actually should be a stimulus to do the same in the morning and to bring life to the temple, to the morning program. And also to those of us who are becoming a bit older, old people, we need you, guys, girls, we need you in the morning to give a vibrant atmosphere to the temple program. Otherwise, it's a fact. We need a vibrant atmosphere in the morning. The youth brings life to a community. Without the youth being active in the community life, the community will be, I will not say that, but will say, will be sleepy. And this is confirmed by Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. Sri Sri Radha Gopinath ki jai. You are having now the Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, our founder Acharya, a course with Sureshwar Prabhu. So in Srila Prabhupada's mood, something that is telling is that in 1977, when Srila Prabhupada was more than 81 years old, Srila Prabhupada attended the Kumbh Mela celebration in Allahabad in Prayag with many, many thousands of hundreds of thousands, even millions of pilgrims. And Srila Prabhupada decided to go with his disciples to establish a pandal in order to preach Krishna consciousness. This was during January, and it was extremely cold. It was very, very cold. Devotees were staying in tents, and they had to go out to take bath in the morning. And that was cold bath. There was not wood heating system like nowadays. We all are accustomed to live in very comfortable places with heating, isn't it? Mattresses and pillows. Everything is very comfortable. Devotees were staying with a sleeping bag. Recently, there was a meeting in Simhachalam in Germany, and devotees announced, please bring your sleeping bag. And then one of the leaders wrote back saying, I abandoned my sleeping bag since many years ago when I was a brahmachari. Nowadays, many of devotees didn't even know what a sleeping bag is. Isn't it? We're accustomed to have very comfortable blankets, everything very, very, very easy. So Srila Prabhupada noticed that devotees were not waking up in the morning because it was too cold. So they were staying. It was scary to get out to the cold and go to the Ganges, to the Triveni, and take a bucket, or to the, there was this hand pump, water pump. They had to take the water and take cold bath. But then Srila Prabhupada, to set an example, 80 plus year old man stood at before 4 o'clock in the morning, went outside and took a cold bath. And the disciples got the message that we must do it. Srila Prabhupada is doing. We shouldn't force Srila Prabhupada. He's an old man. We shouldn't force the old man to push themselves to the max to set an example. It is the duty of the younger generation to practice discipline, austerity. If we want to achieve something in life, austerity is foundational. And that applies for bhakti and applies for any project you want to achieve in life. If you want to be headmaster, if you want to be a good teacher, a great scholar, a complete scholar, wholesome scholar, early rising is essential. Otherwise, we are dragging the rounds all day and then chanting any time late at night. And we don't chant because then we need to also want to socialize. So we're chanting and socializing at the same time. It's much more difficult. And then we don't get the rounds done. But if we do it in the morning is a time for hearing and chanting together. Therefore, we are requesting every student, every community member to please participate in the morning program. Chant japa. Some of you are not initiated. You may say, I'm not yet committed to 16 rounds. Don't push me so much. You, a heavy monk, let's stop it. You may say that. Okay, but some rounds. Like Srila Bhaktisiddhanta used to say, at least we should chant for those who are not committed to Brahman initiation and to serious chanting, I mean longer periods of chanting, at least chant 4 rounds so that the beats will not fast. Give some food to the beats. So we should, And it's actually ultimately is feeding our plant, the plant of devotion. Otherwise, we will be dying internally. So it's necessary to participate in the morning program. So we beg you, please come to the morning program. If you don't manage to get to Mangalartik, at least come for the second darshan, for Govinda prayers, Guru Puja, listen to Bhagavatam classes, contribute in the classes, in the discussions. We have now 15 minutes for discussion. If you like to comment or ask questions, present complaints, you people, you ask too much from us, like too many exams, too much, and then no Mangalartik on top of that. Comments, questions, complaints, donations, tomatoes. Yes, he told me he's doing that. No, he's in Malaga. He went with Parlananda Maharaj. I think they are coming tomorrow. But he was attending more the morning program. And what he did, he set up the alarm clock in the evening to go to bed early. Because his tendency was to go to bed late, then it was very difficult to rise in the morning. So that's a good point. A good morning program starts with going early to bed. Early to bed, early to rise. So that's important. Any other points? How can we have, you can talk from your own experience. How can we have, what works for you in terms of doing a good morning program? Tulsi Priya Mataji? There are different reasons. One reason is that the Brahma Muhurta, or the period 1.5 hours before sunrise, is the best period, the most auspicious period for meditation and for spiritual practice. So there is the mode of goodness predominates at that time. During the night, it's more difficult. Of course, any time is good for hearing and chanting, but the morning period is more rewarding. During the mid part of the day, passion predominates. During the evening-night part, tamogun tends to take over. So of course, chanting will counteract tamogun, you could argue, and that's true. But you can get the most from the morning time chanting. Also, another consideration is that many times, if we don't chant the japa in the morning, it's more difficult, takes longer. In terms of economizing time, it's very useful to do it in the morning. And also, discipline, austerity, rising early, also makes us disciplined. Disciple means a person who follows a discipline for a higher purpose. So these are some reasons. I'm sure there are more. Madhavendra Puri?
Most proper opinion on Mongolia and being
I did hear there is a reference that in Vrindavan at some period, I think in the winter, they did it, I think, at 5, if I remember correctly. And it has been done, I think, in Chaupati, they do it at 5 also. Most of the temples, though, do it at 4:30, perhaps following the Indian sunrise timing. So, and in order not to change, because, for example, here in Radhadesh, if we will do it, we will follow the sunrise, then in the summer, we will have to do it earlier. Normally at 4:30, sun rises. So we'll have to then rise 2:30 or something in the morning in order to be ready for, if we will have to do Mangalartik at 3. Then in the winter, we will do it later. So an average is done. So not too much changing. But if you have any proposals to the temple management, you can do. There was one devotee in Spain. He was very adamant. His whole life trying to convince the temple authorities to follow the solar schedule and to have Mangalartik instead of 4:30 at 6:30 because of the 2 hours 2 hours difference with the time day savings. But so far, it didn't convince the managers. For a while, it was done at 5 o'clock. That was the most he could get. But it's good, I find, like, these days, Yamashimi Prabhu and I are rising earlier. And also, Shibu Shishu and Felelani, they are up at 3, but Bhaktin Claire is always up from whatever time, very early. We come and she's already chanting. And it's very good to get the chanting done before Mangalartik, all the rounds. There is even time for reading in the morning. So it's very rewarding to rise early. And then during the day, you can fully focus on your studies, your service. You can have some time for socializing. Otherwise, it's very difficult to fulfill our spiritual dharma or our spiritual duties of chanting a prescribed number of rounds, whatever those are according to one's commitment. Initiated devotees, 16 rounds at least. And non-initiated devotees, whatever they have committed with their mentors and working, building up towards that level of chanting if they want to take initiation someday and commit further. If we are late, oh, of course. I mean, if we don't finish in the morning, then we do it later, of course. It's like if somebody doesn't eat breakfast, doesn't eat lunch, we'll eat dinner, isn't it? That's normal. You will be hungry, and then you eat. So if we don't eat in the morning, don't eat later on, then, I mean, don't chant in the morning, don't chant later on, then chant in the evening. That's better. But it's a healthier habit to do the chanting in the morning, and then in the evening we do more chanting, but then it's the kirtans, coming to see the Lord before going to bed, like a final program. Prabhupada gave the example of the sandwich. Compare the hearing and chanting and our daily services, activities, duties, to a sandwich. So we have the bread, that's the morning program. We have the filling filling, you call it, inside the sandwich. That's the service, study, serving, everything we need to do during the day for Krishna and for his devotees, and to build our character. And then in the in the evening, the second part of the sandwich, for the reading, hearing, chanting. Yes, chanting japa is the pure holy name without any decorations. Kirtan is the holy name, should be pure also, with the embellishments of the music and dance, which is wonderful for the present age. It's very much recommended to sing and dance together for the glorification of Krishna. But chanting japa is our personal commitment to the holy name, one-to-one. We do it supported in the association of devotees. It's easier if we go to the room to chant. Sometimes the bed may call us to go back to sleep. If we do it in the temple room in the association of devotees, the bed may call us also, but it's farther away, so we need to do a bigger endeavor to go. So it will be most likely that we're able to do it, to chant in the association of devotees. And we get enthused. Like, I don't know if you have seen a japa session in Chaupati temple. The devotees, they get together, they sit in circles. So they have their japa group. So you can sit with your friends and you can socialize transcendentally by taking shelter, getting absorbed in the holy name, supporting each other in your personal prayer to Krishna. So it is personal, but we may need support, and therefore we do it together in the temple room many times, or at least one percentage of the japa doing it with others. Of course, sometimes we need also our space, our solitude. That's fine. That's no problem. That's japa is our relationship with the holy name, with Krishna. So japa will reinforce the quality of the kirtan, or will make the kirtan more genuine, with more substance. Good point. Yes, we need kirtan also. If we do only japa and no kirtan, we will be lacking the transcendental devotional energy coming from other devotees. And we imbibe that a lot through the kirtans. Further comments or questions? I confess that whenever I can, I do take siesta. So, I don't, and Srila Prabhupada himself did it sometimes also. Of course, Prabhupada slept very little, very few hours. But sometimes in the beginning, there is a description how Srila Prabhupada told a disciple in the beginning, one of the first disciples. Prabhupada showed him how to took a nap. He was lying down and after lunch, and told him this is good for health, like for digestion, lying on the left side. So you can say, okay, but some devotees do left side and right side, back side. So we should be careful not to make it too long. But a power nap helps to be fresher. A few days ago, I attended the homage to Professor Joan Prat in Spain. Some of you, those of you who were here in 2009 during my sannyas initiation, the professor with beer who came, he was retiring from professor. He is becoming an emeritus professor. And then there was a whole day celebration. He was one of the founders of the University Rovira y Virgili in Tarragona 20 plus years ago. And he's a very accomplished professor. So they were, the morning celebration was formal. The rector spoke and so many things. And in the afternoon was more the friends, more personal. And then something that was referred to was his, actually the evening celebration consisted of the offering of a book. I was joking, I wrote also my offering to the professor in glorification of what he has done. He helped a lot the devotees in Spain. I visited many universities in Spain and spoke about Krishna consciousness thanks to him. So the scholars offered him a book. In the morning was a formal book with all the senior professors writing articles as an homage to him. And in the evening were personal expressions of friendship, appreciation, gratitude, etc. And the title of the book for the evening celebration was The Blue Sofa. The Blue Sofa? Sofa? You call it sofa? But this long sofa, you have long sofa? Sofa in English? Sofa. Sofa? There are three sitting. So they had a blue sofa in the department of where the professor was serving anthropology, and he would take his naps in that place. And he couldn't function properly, but he would take only short power naps. He couldn't function properly without a nap. So anyway, to be precise, if you need a nap, it's good, no problem. Prabhupada did it and didn't restrict it. Even Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did it also. But not too long. To me, it helps to be fresh for the morning program. Otherwise, every day without a nap, maybe I will not make it in the morning program. Better avoid it if you can, but I think I confess sometime I did take a nap in a Ekadashi. Sorry. I do confess, it's a fact. I'm sorry if it's not good, but if I don't function, I take a nap. What can I do? In order to do properly the service, sometimes you need, if you're sleepy all the time, I prefer to take a nap and then be fresh and chant more fresh. Okay, so next week, for the students, next week, we are planning an Istagoshti to discuss further these topics of the spiritual component of the college program, and also of relationships, community relationships, and so on. And we will inform you about that, and this we will do it in the classroom in an Istagoshti format. Okay, but please participate in the morning program. If we don't make it for the first part, at least for the second part, participate and give life to the community, to the temple, and to everyone as much as you can. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Morning program ki jai. Samaveta Bhaktavrinda ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande.